Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, you know me, I like to get out and about in the Riverlands. I was driving around Loxton and I see the little road sign, the little painted road sign that says horse poo for sale.
Very common, especially at Loxton. A lot of horses out there.
A lot of it. Look, great product. And I thought, I actually am in the market. I'm going to pull over. I have the actual audio. I hit record on my phone.
Did you?
And this is what happened. G'day, mate.
Hello. Welcome to Bridie's House of Horse Poo. We serve up the poo nice and sinky for you.
Awesome. That's exactly what I'm after.
Oh, yeah? What do you got planned?
Oh, I just need some manure for the garden.
Huh. And where are you planning to find this manure?
This is Bridie's House of Horse Poo, isn't it?
That's where you are.
What's the problem?
Well, you seem to think that we sell manure here. We don't sell manure. We sell horse poo, only the best horse poo, to be used as poo. I don't think we can make that any clearer.
Yeah, but you could use the poo as manure. I'm sure most of your customers do that.
I don't force feed my horses caviar and chips just to have their waste tossed aside on your posies. We only sell our horse poo to distinguished collectors, people who know a quality product when they see it or sniff it. We might sell our product to pranksters, magicians and fancy restaurants, but I will never sell a single sausage of our horse poo to a gardener.
Fine. Give me a kilo of horse poo, I'm going to eat it.
Well, why didn't you say? You could try it with a little roasted fennel or some pickled ginger. I've got some on the stove right now. How do you take your horse poo?
Just salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper? You're going to use this on your garden, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Over my dead body. Get out of here before I kill you on my porch.
Whoa. And that's how it all went down, Brooke.
Very intense trip to get some horse poo, Bob.
No word of a lie.